Stanbury hosts their basketball tournament next week. They do have a league game that will be tonight against St. Joseph Christian. Nick Rumors, head basketball coach of Stanbury. Stanbury had Worth County coming out of the break, and you know the schedule is a little bit different this year, but it is similar in the fact that you know in the early part of January, coach, you have some you know, well, games with meaning at least within the conference. I know when you had your former schedule, you'd always have Hamilton when they were in the league. You'd have them pretty early about this time. You'd have Bramer at this time too, and. And because of the depth of the league this year, if you're going to play any games, you know, after Christmas, you were going to get a big one also, and you had to play Worth County up at Grant City. Worth County wins 59-48. I would guess that you caught a team that was pretty hungry. They've been getting that way for the last couple years.
Yeah, they have, and you know they've got some really good players there, and. They've just been trying to get over the hump, and you know, and they proved they could do it against us Tuesday night. They played really well, and we didn't play our best ball game. We didn't shoot very well, and we don't shoot very well. We're not going to play real well. I think we had it tied up at 25 at one point, and then they come down, hit a couple three-pointers, and all of a sudden that's a seven-point lead, and we just couldn't get out of that. We couldn't get back into the game after that.
Yeah, you did. I guess they had another strong start. They did that a little bit against you at the Albany tournament in the fact that, you know, they started with some energy. Now, typically that won't last a whole game. That's why I guess that secondary run that they got against you was so key.
Yeah, you know, we got down like 4 to the first quarter or 4 at halftime, I think, and we felt like, okay, if we just make our push in the second half, we'll be all right. And we did to start the third quarter. And then, yeah, they came up that second and probably even a third run. And on top of it, you know, we killed one run finally, and then they'd go run and get it up back up to 10 again. And we just never could get it down below 6, really.
And of course, a lot of people talk about what kind of a long streak that you had just, you know, because it's there. I didn't necessarily hear that much actually being actually talking about it. You know, from Stanbury players, or in, well, certainly from you. Did anybody ever talk about that internally very much at all?
Not really, but they knew it. You know, after the game, and I kind of told them, I said, "Well, we had lost the 39-game win streak," and they kind of said, "Well, there's no pressure on us now," which there should have been pressure on them coming in after what we did last year. But I guess we were still carrying that win streak, and that did affect them some. And I think now they're ready to start their own win streak.
Okay, next up is going to be St. Joseph Christian, a team that is certainly going to be dangerous, it would appear, based on what they've done to this point. You know, they have either played with or beaten some pretty good teams this season. I would guess coming off a game that they may not have expected to have the result that is what they did. So, in other words, I would guess you're going to have a fairly hungry team.
I would think so. And I haven't talked to Pattonsburg's coach to see how that game went Tuesday, but I would say they'll be hungry and ready to play. And I've told our boys, doesn't matter who we play, we have a target on our back. From what we did last year, everybody wants to beat us. Everyone's going to play their best game against us, and we just have to get prepared for that.
Okay, and the Stanbury tournament is next week, and that because of I think some of the teams ascending and the teams are invited and what the teams have done at this point and probably what some of the teams that would have been the lower part of the lower half of the seeds last year and what they have done, it really makes it a deep tournament. Again, from a tournament standpoint, a deep tournament just means good first-round games. Now, you being the top seed, you and Albany, those have been a couple lopsided games to this point. But it does look like it shapes up. On paper, it looks like it's a really competitive tournament.
Oh, yeah. And you know, every year I keep telling people it's a really good tournament. The next year it gets better, and the next year it gets better. This year we have so many good teams where, you know, on Saturday night, that last game, it could be a 4 seed or a 5 seed in that final game. It could be a 6 seed or a 2 or 3. There's a lot of good teams in this, and it's going to be a fun week and really, at this point in time, once you get to second round, the seeds don't really matter that much.
Nick Rumor is the head basketball coach at Stanbury.